in the case of the commission, it will be anonymous people. Nobody knows who they'll be controlled by. They probably won't really have much understanding of what they're doing anyway, so that the actual decisions will probably be made by the staff. But there's no reason to think that they're going to be any more virtuous than anybody else.
The main reason for this independent commission is to prevent gerrymandering and kind of lessen that problem, which is really bad in California. So I was just kind of wondering what your response to that is.
Well, it won't prevent gerrymandering because redistricting is inherently political, no matter how it's done and no matter who does it. The difference is who should do it. The question is whether this arcane process of redistricting should be done by completely anonymous bureaucrats who are appointed through a bizarre system that very few people can understand and no ordinary citizens have control over, or whether it should be done by elected officials who can be held accountable for what they do by the voters.
What kind of things does it have that creates more accountability?
It requires much more strict population equality in districts. I think almost everybody agrees that that's a good thing. Under Proposition 20, the commission would be mandated to separate low-income voters from high-income voters. That's an utterly novel and, I think, to most people, obnoxious requirement. So there really are safeguards under Proposition 27 that don't exist either under current law, and these things would be made even worse under Proposition 20.
And what's the advantage of having districts be 10% larger in California? Like, whose political advantage does that work towards?
I'm an academic, and I'm not concerned in the short run whether it favors Democrats or Republicans or farmers or city people or liberals or conservatives. You know, in the short run, it can help or hurt any or all of those. That's not the point. There's a basic principle that each voter, each citizen should have equal weight compared to other citizens. I think just about all Americans agree with that.
Thank you very much for joining us. And that was Daniel Lowenstein, founding chairman of California Fair Political Practices Commission and law professor at UCLA. Thank you.
Thank you.